Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pick our exhortation today. Pick an inspiration from what Apostle Paul was telling the Galatians in chapter 5. The first 6 verses there. Listen very, very carefully. Every sentence there means something to us this evening.
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled in...
Now the word there is stand fast, firm. That means you can be shaken away from that liberty. Wherein Christ has made us what?
Free.
And
be not entangled in the yoke of bondage.
Now listen. I said, listen carefully at these scriptures we are reading. Read that verse again.
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ...
There is stand fast. There is a liberty, and that we should not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And please, take note that this bondage is talking about is not bondage of witches and wizards. That's why I say we can learn something there. Listen very well. Because it speaks about liberty. The opposite of liberty is bondage. Amen. So it says, stand fast, therefore, that is... in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Do you know what? Let's read on. We will get it. We'll get it.
Behold,
up to verse 6.
I Paul say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the old law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are falling from grace.
Again.
Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are falling from grace.
And our prayer this evening will be, Lord, let me not fall from grace. Finish it. Read on.
For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith.
By what?
By faith.
By what?
By faith.
By faith.
For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by
love. Go back to verse 1 again.
Stand fast, therefore.
So that you will understand what this verse 1 is saying.
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
That bondage is bondage to the law.
That's right.
That bondage is serving God by the law. Now, listen. Christ has set us free. But how did he set us free? He did not set us free to go into lasciviousness. He set us free. Free from the yoke of the law. He emphasized it in Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And verse 29, what did he say?
Take my yoke upon you.
What is it?
And learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart.
Meek and lowly in heart.
And ye shall find rest unto your soul.
Verse 30.
For my yoke is easy.
My yoke is
easy.
And what did he call the yoke of the law?
Bondage.
It's a bondage. I have tried several times in this ministry of late to let the people understand what grace is all about. So that you will enjoy the liberty that we have in Christ. Listen. It is not because you are not lying, stealing, fornicating. That is why you are now acceptable in Christ. I'm going somewhere. Don't go start fornicating. No. Listen to me before you switch off. Say, I don't catch the one for today. Yes, now. All that Eve needed to hear was, "Ye shall not surely die." He said, "Hey," that's what she took off.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Listen very well. Is it because you are very good, that's why your father's son? Is somebody understanding me now? Your father's daughter is because you are good, that's why you became his daughter. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I am a son of my father. Nothing will stop me from being the son of my father. It's not possible. He can't even speak it with his mouth. "I disown you." I'll say, "Baba, I know me with mouth. Because your son, who take me back to how I came back, how I came to earth here. Let me go back to where I was. If you can do it, then you can truly say, I can be afraid of you telling me I disown you." Do you understand what I'm saying? If my father has the ability to take me to where I was before I came to earth, how I was, so that I will not exist at all, then if he says, "I will disown you," I will fear. Amen.
Amen.
That is what we try, because the Jews, we are bragging, Pharisees, Sadducees, with their ability to keep the law. Apostle Paul has proved several times in the scripture that nobody was able to keep the law, because you are not to keep one and leave the other. And he was pointing at the ones you are guilty of. You are keeping this one, but see, this one's also, you are not. They all of them carry the same punishment. You are bragging for nothing. That's why it necessitated that covenant should be done away with. Because under the law, by the law, no man can please God. No man can please God. You see? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are boasting. To fall away from grace is you are leaving grace to serve God by your effort. You have fallen from grace. Because this is the way he put it in Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and verse 29. Romans chapter 2.
"For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly."
Now, Apostle Paul try. Apostle Paul was a Jew. He was turning the law of Moses upside down. No wonder they beat Shege for him, but they stone him. You are boasting. You are a Jew. Now, it's not more physical Jew. It's not more, because he was preaching to the Gentiles. The Gentiles were believing. So for you to boast now that you are a covenant child of God, and in the Old Testament, the covenant that God had with Abraham, he sealed that covenant with the circumcision. So the evidence that you are under the covenant of Abraham as a man, you will be circumcised. Therefore, you boast with it until Goliath, under that covenant, David could defeat Goliath. But now, somebody shout now. If it was then, we for not there among. Now means New Testament. Now means new covenant. But now, we are Jews. What did he say?
"For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly.
Uh-huh.
Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh.
Uh-huh.
But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly."
Now, again, verse 28 again.
"For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly."
As far as God is concerned, he knoweth no man after the flesh again. He's no more knowing you under the Old Testament. If you are now a Jew, God's Jews, are they here?
Amen.
God's Jews, are they here?
Amen.
He is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision that you boast about, which is outward in the flesh, but what?
But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly.
Now you are identified as a Jew. Your identification is something done inside.
And circumcision is that of the heart.
Circumcision now is excesses of your heart. Excesses of your heart. That is where now in the Old Testament, they would take knife and slice the excess flesh. That is what is called circumcision. Excesses of your carnal life stems from the heart. So the heart is circumcised. Excesses of the heart is circumcised. So you are a Jew because of a work that is done inside of you.
And circumcision is that of the heart.
Yes. Listen to the way it is put in that scripture.
In the spirit and not in the letter. Whose praise is not of men but of God.
It is not with the hand, your ability to take it and cut it. The praise is of who?
God.
It is God that does the circumcision of the heart by himself. Circumcision, the removal of the excess of this flesh that will enable you to be acceptable by God. It is an action that is done by God himself. It's an action. That's why we now understand his language. Language of people who understand what is grace. Galatians chapter 6 from verse 11.
Ye see how large a letter I have written unto you with my own hand.
Now listen. Listen. He's reminding them of the evidence he has of when he met with Christ. Why was he writing in large letters? Because his eye has eye problem. So if he was going to write, he writes big, big letters so that the eye can see. That time they didn't have eyeglass. So he's saying that as many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, if you want to boast of any evidence that you are with God, he said they constrain you to be circumcised. The Jews were going about. Listen to this verse very well. Read it again, my brother.
As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised. Only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ.
See, they were doing it to please the Jews. So that the Jews will accept them. They make the people to live by laws, certain laws. So that when they come and say, you are not following the laws of Moses, then they will see the outward appearance that you look like people who follow Moses. And that they were doing so that they will escape persecution of the Jews. That is why they are telling you. There are so many people that hide under this outward appearance as evidence of holiness so that they will be acceptable by the holiness believing movements. And they do that and put laws. Somebody is telling you, if you wear earring, you will not go to heaven. If you put perfume, you will not go to heaven. If you do this one for your head, you will not go to heaven. No. Then they insist on a certain dress code that they even dress, they even write it. So that when they say, oh, this is a holiness living church, holiness believing church. Listen, Satan also have a bait to catch people. Watch all of them, one after the other, those so-called holiness preaching people. Watch it very well. Because they themselves will not be able to follow that. God knows how to answer all of them one by one. God knows how to answer all of them one by one. Very soon, you will know that Christianity, something will happen around them that everybody will say Christianity is more than the dress you wear. There will be one bridge here, the same as some people not cross to another church. Because one church build them, make another church, no use them. Are we divided? And those of them, hey, holy, 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 you have lost your sanctification. Hey, when you want to wed, this is how you should dress for your wedding. The total neck, the cover. Smart and they send their picking, go school abroad. They send their picking, go school abroad. We saw it in the net. And the father must attend the wedding. He has no choice. Son of a holiness Jew that taught the people that this is how they must dress. His son, who is also a pastor abroad, he said, that doesn't matter. So the next thing is to come back and say, you see, there are a lot of things where we are doing before. You see. It is because you left how grace is achieved. You came and you were drawing how people should live. If, I have said it before, if the reason you are not fornicating is because if you fornicate, you will go to hell, you are still living by the law. I don't know how to put it. If you stop lying, those who steal, who lie, who fornicate, who commit adultery, they are the things associated with unconverted people. If you say you are converted, these things should not be found among you. If you are still struggling with it, it is to give you reason to know that I am, the work of conversion is not yet completed in me. If the work is completed in you, you will be dead to these things. Many of us are not dead. We are only fainting. If you faint, if they pour water, you wake up. And when you are dead, there are certain things that don't even come to your mind. You don't even think about it. And that's the truth. I had to be forced to see some things in those days. I had to force myself to see them now because they were really coming and tarnishing the image of the church. I will pass somebody, maybe pass a sister. After I pass, it is somebody that will now tell me, did you see how that sister dressed? I say, which one? I pass and I will greet it. Then I will now begin to go and look for, oh, it's true, you know, dress well. What's the difference between me and you? It's the focus. I am not said to be an inspector of anybody's dress. So why do you come to church and all you're doing is looking for people's fault, looking for how they dress, looking for this, looking for that? How does it help your own spiritual growth? Anybody that dresses immorally and come to church, it is evidence that we have unbelievers among us. We have unconverted people among us. Because the person is going to church, but the effect of going to church has not yet been realized in the person. If the person is coming to church, maybe the person is even a worker in the church. You know, the only thing we shall do with the person is, you cannot be a worker now when you yourself, a work has not been done in you. Therefore, you tell the person, go and sit down in the hall, at the backside. So that when you want to go and pee, you will not be stumbling people. From the back, just they go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you one evidence that the work of conversion has not been completed in you. And many of us are still at that level. Listen, if you see a brother, a sister, in a carnal estate, worshiping within the same church, taking communion, and you see the person with an evidence of unconversion or some carnality, and a burden doesn't come upon you to lift up that person to the Lord in prayer, you too, your own work has not been completed. They didn't understand me. If you are guilty, you will not clap hand. You will say, I am guilty. How many of you will hear that a brother is caught and with a sister in fornication? And you say, yay. And take the person to the Lord in prayer. Father, don't let the devil tarnish our image. You want to take away your child, your son, your daughter. How many? Not by commandment, but the feeling that comes upon you, it is hardly in the church. Now, do you know why? Because iniquity shall abound. The love of many. It is easier for us to label the person, serpent seed, so that we shall escape praying for the person. So that we shall escape praying for the person. We are more judgmental. When opportunity comes to show love, we choose judgment on the person. Thank God, the keys of hell and death is not the hand of any of us. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's hear what Apostle Paul was telling them. The Galatian church again. Let's read it. Verse 11.
You see how large a letter I have written unto you with my own hand.
Yes.
As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised. Only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross.
And verse 13.
For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh.
Can you see the meaning? The reason why he was writing that to the Galatian church, listen. But God forbid
that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus
again.
Christ. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The testimony of everybody must be, I once was this, but now I am saved. Anytime you look at where you're coming from, you will not judge people anyhow. Because you will see, I would have been like that if not for the grace of God. I was like that. I was like that. I was like that. They are the only ones that appreciate grace. Let's read on.
But God forbid I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world.
You know, it is only through the cross that worldliness left me. For in Christ Jesus,
neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision.
But what?
But a new creature.
What did he say in verse 16?
And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them.
Oh, glory be to God. The reason is what? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, 10.
For by grace are ye saved.
We are saved by grace.
Through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus.
Can you see? We have been quoting this almost every day in this church. I mean, since the program started. Who are we?
For we are his workmanship.
Who are we?
We are his workmanship.
Whose workmanship? Whose workmanship?
God's workmanship.
God's own workmanship. Created where?
In Christ Jesus. Unto good works.
We are created unto what?
Good works.
God is doing workmanship. He's working in us. So that we shall produce good works, character, the life that the law could not make us achieve. When God finished working in us, he will achieve it through the Lord Jesus Christ, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. And in 2 Timothy chapter 1, from verse 6, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6.
Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance,
yes,
that thou stir up the gift of God, which is indeed by the putting on of my hands.
Read on.
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear.
I want you to note, spirit of fear.
But of power, and of love, and of a sound mind.
Uh-huh.
Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our
Lord. Again, ashamed. Fear. Ashamed. Uh-huh.
Nor of me is prisoner.
Uh-huh.
But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God.
Uh-huh.
Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our own, not according to our works,
uh-huh,
but according to his own purpose and grace,
uh-huh,
which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world
began. Oh, glory be, hallelujah. But
is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ,
uh-huh,
who hath abolished death.
He is the one that abolished death
and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
Hallelujah. The reason people fall from grace. Three of them. Number one is fear. Number two is shame. And number three is self-righteousness. Number one, the fear, defined in this context as a lack of faith in God's ability to do it. He said he will be with me in the water, in the fire. And now, the Nebuchadnezzar want to throw us in the lake of fire. Hey, will he save us? Hey, make I not take risk. Hey, will God do it? Hey, will God keep his promise? Hey, he promised, oh. He promised, oh. He said he will not fail me. Will he? Hey, they are coming, oh. They are coming. I want to go to the village, oh. I want to go to the village, oh. Hey, that's the reason why, unless they hold anointing oil, they can't go. If they forget anointing oil in the at home and then they find themselves at the airport, oh, I left my anointing oil. I can't make this journey. Fear. Fear also for the wahala you will suffer for the gospel's sake. Fear. And when you are afraid, hallelujah,
amen,
you lose confidence in God's word. You lose confidence in the omnipotence of God. You lose confidence in the ability of God. You have fallen from grace. See why we must pray, Lord, let me not fall from grace. Number two, he talked about shame. You are ashamed to declare your stand for Christ. You are ashamed to show that you are, you know, a special, a royal priesthood. You are a Christian. By the life you live, wherever you find yourself, you don't want to show the proof that let people know that you are a Christian by the way you live your life and the things you say and the way you say them, the life you live, you have fallen from grace. You are ashamed to dress in a particular way because people will laugh at you. People will say this. People will say this. People will say this. But that cross is an emblem of suffering and shame. And when you are ashamed of him to confess it before men, he said he too will be ashamed to confess you before the Father because he's the high priest, the go-between us and the Father. When you do that, you are falling from grace. And when you begin to boast of your ability, You serve God by works, by ability. You are yoking yourself to a bondage. Self-ability. Anything, anyhow you will serve God and you have an input in that ability, you are no more under grace. You are not committing sin because you are always fasting. Fasting is not part of grace. Fasting is not part of it, oh. Fasting. Amen. If you have to do it in a way that you boast in it, the reason we fast is for humility. And of course, to tame this. And when you do that, such people don't boast with it. As you see me, so my dry fast is 7 days, no food, no water. See me so? Satan is a liar. So the people will say, you carry fire, Jude, you carry fire. One of the four of us that started this ministry, sometime he will come, brother, the past 30 days, the fast are the fast. 30 days, the fast. I dey fast. You see me the way I dry. No chop. So one day I say, oh, this fasting is to achieve what? Hey! You know, my own ministry is different from your own. My own is deliverance. So when you fast like this, before you deliver, amen. I said, but me and you are not to do the kind of fasting what you do, but I cast that devil. Tell me which one you do, pass me. You just want to look spiritual. So that people will say you are Kai. Let me say Chai. How you decide to get those songs where they sing? Dry. So that you will attempt to go that way. Where you say, before I can sing, I go dry like that. Dry fasting. I leave the ministry for you. I say, before uncle, are we the same? Are we in the same level? Now lie. Any boasting you have to make at all in any ability you have. The Bible calls it self-righteousness. And what is it? Before God. Say it now. You know Bible says, what did he call it? He says it's a filthy rag before God. It's a smell. You have no ability to live a life pleasing before God. The day you know it, then you will know how to the need to remain in fellowship with the Spirit of God. You will honor him more. You will get closer to him. You want to be closer to him because anytime you realize a carnality, it reminds you that he has not finished his work in you. That is where the humility is. And that is the reason why you will now go to the Lord in prayer. Because your heart has to be pricked first. You have to be convinced. And it is only when you are convicted that you get concerned. How can I be disgracing my father like this with this type of thing I'm doing? Can I be disgracing my father? Only God knows how he sees me now. And the only reason is because you have not submitted yourself to him. You have more time in carnal things than in spiritual things. To come to church, you are doing pastor a favor. Make them no vex. If I don't come now, you go see phone call, group member, this one. So I don't come, I come. I don't come. And they are the ones that don't look at time before they come to church. They keep their business appointment, but the time service is supposed to start. They will wait. The 1 hour don't go, then they will come. And they are the ones that will say, which time did they close now? They came to fulfill all righteousness. They did not come for worship. The world has taken you away. You have fallen from grace and you don't know it. Have you considered this scripture, Philippians 2:13? For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It is God who worketh in you. We are his workmanship. He is the one that works in us. That is the meaning of grace. And every day, he has a work. He has an image he's building you to. From glory to glory. From glory to glory. From carnality, purity, purity. And he doesn't do it. He takes a process. You grow into that perfection. You grow. You grow until you reach a stage where sin, you don't even take notice of it. Talk less of battling with it. See? So many years back, before the demolition, when a young girl came to me in the office, I've shared that. And she was telling me, Daddy, you mean as you did like this, you know they lost at all after any woman? Amen. That was a sincere question. Maybe other people in the church were chasing after them, but they didn't see me doing it. Maybe. Maybe. And I stood at that time when all this nonsense was going. I said, since this ministry began till today, and I continue to say it, if there's any girl in this church, 25 years, Pastor, I say, hey, I like your bumbo. You know, some people say that. Shameless. Minister, for that matter, pastor can say it. To a church member, and she's sitting there in the church, and he's preaching, saying what? That's why they have nothing to preach other than to pray for Man U and Scorpio. What is Scorpio? They can't preach holiness, because when you preach, the girl go looking like this. We tell you, say, may not they talk like that. They preach, make you preach. May not they talk that one when you talk. The guy will talk. And I answered the girl. I said, let me tell you something. Every sister in this ministry, the way I feel towards you is the same feeling I have for my blood sister. Same father, same mother, anytime I see you. And that's the truth. Forget all these jealousy people that talk nonsense with their rumors, and when anybody is near you, they will say you are fornicating. It's because they know they say they are unclean. It's not thief. Now there is no thief. To the pure, all things are pure. Now witch, they identify witch. Sometimes I used to wonder, you know, my brother's son landed from Kaduna, came to stay with me, Lagos, within 1 week. You don't know the first where did they sell Igbo. So I said, how did you locate where did they smoke Igbo? How? Then I realized that a womanizer, anywhere he traveled, he had to spend the night in that town, give him 30 minutes, he will locate where prostitutes are located in the town. Write secretly to anybody. Say, I slept with you. I chased you. I touched your bum bum. I said anything that, you know. I said, the truth is, see, when God is going to do salvation work in you, the area that will pull you down fastest is the area he faces first. He achieved it in me. As a great womanizer in the world, it was game for us. So God worked on that first. He worked on that first. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so 2 Timothy chapter 1 again. Let's conclude with that from verse 6 again. Let's take it this time up to verse 14.
Wherefore?
And hear the admonishment of Apostle Paul.
Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is indeed by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Uh-huh.
Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
Verse 11.
Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things.
Yes.
Nevertheless, I am not ashamed.
I cannot be ashamed.
For I know whom I have
been. I know. Oh, glory be to God. So no fear. I am not also ashamed. Why?
For I know
whom I have believed.
And I'm persuaded
that he is able to keep that which he has permitted. Which I have committed unto him against that day. Which day? The day of redemption. So what did he say?
Hold fast the form of sound words,
uh-huh,
which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus.
Verse 14.
That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us.
And that good thing is the word of the Lord. The admonishment of the Lord. And that is grace. And I'm talking about the grace that bringeth salvation. Every gift you receive from God, everything you have is given to you from God. It's a gift. Grace is unmerited favor. You didn't work for it. Some of us didn't even ask for it. He gives it to you. And sometimes even when you ask, he gives you exceedingly abundantly above what you even think or ask. Grace. And the greatest grace God has given to man is the ability to live a life pleasing before him. And once you're able to achieve that, now you are heaven bound. Now you are potentially in the rapture. Because the life you live is no more an earthly lifestyle. That's why we are odd. Very, very odd. When God, there's a stage God works in you that people will see you and just cannot understand you. You are odd. We remain a wonder to the whole world. Amen. When you get to that stage, the whole of heaven is behind you. The whole of heaven is behind you. It is when you get to that stage that you can receive the full adoption. Hear ye him. And the reason he says hear ye him is because you are not going to use your mouth anyhow. You're not going to use the power anyhow. Just cast out one small demon, you fall down, you're going to do like this. See me? I'm untouchable. I'm untouchable. Then when one witch enter your room, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire. I'm untouchable. But why you enter your room? At that time you go, no, say, without God, I am not. Always remember that admonishment in John 15. For without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. Accepting him as the source of every aspect of your life is accepting grace. Accepting grace is totally see your inability that will be the reason for you to cling onto his ability. I can do all things through him. Outside of him, you can achieve nothing. He said he knows how to abase. He knows how to abound. Then he said, I can do all things. That is, he can fit into any situation. Put me anywhere. I will fit in through Christ. He's the one that strengthens me. And once you leave him and hold on to man, and look at your situation, your reaction to any situation will determine how you see the size of your God. That's all right. I say, God, any rivers you think are uncrossable? How many rivers? Jordan, Jericho, Red Sea. He says, God specializes in things thought impossible, and he will do what no other power can do. The next stanza, what does it say? Battles to win, they will meet with their obstacles. Jericho's walls too must fall to the ground. God never fails. He stood back of his promises. Walls had to crumble as they marched. The next verse. God is the same, and his word is dependent. You believe it? He will make a way through the waters for you. Life situations by him are amendable. Mountains and hills he will part for you too. You know, he told Moses was gone. And Moses is a type of Christ. I hope we know. Hallelujah. And he handed over to his disciples. Moses handed over to Joshua and Caleb. The first stanza of that song. What did he say to Joshua? God spake unto Joshua when over the river God pointed the way. Jordan uncrossable, things seem impossible. But the waters divided now. It divided. Oh, glory be to God. Hey, God, any river you think are uncrossable. Oh, yes. In things done, oh yes, and he will do what no other power can do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the God we serve. That is the God we serve. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One thing with human beings is that we have some of the attributes of God. When he say, make man in our image, it includes creativity, creation. It's creation. Even the cloth we wear is creation. Everything is creation. This is your instruments here, is creation. I remember when COVID-19. I said, rapture never take place. Don't worry, man, we conquer it. I was saying it that time. I said, rapture never take place. I said, forget it. They will conquer it. Have they not conquered it? As long as man beat the gravitational atmosphere of the earth and went to the moon. They went to the moon. They went and created a platform. What do they call it? They went and created a platform. They say it's as big as a football pitch. They call it an international space station. Created and drop it in the space. Then people will go and live there for 6 months, for 1 year. Then something will go and bring them back. Then we take them there again, take another set there. Say they are doing research. No gravity. If they move and you know the thing will hold them, they are caught. They are gone. They are lost in the space forever. With all that risk, they go there. They go there. And somebody says, you see, man, I say, no, it is evidence that there's going to be a rapture one day. Amen. We will leave here and go and stay somewhere else. Amen. There's nothing man cannot conquer. I'm telling you. It is only spiritual Christians with all the power of heaven behind us. We live in fear, 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 fear. And we claim there is a God. You pray to a God you cannot see. But you cannot wait for the promises from that God that you cannot see to manifest. You are falling from grace. That's our prayer. I say there is nothing if man is determined to do that he will not do it. Until that's the reason why he stopped them from building the Tower of Babel. He said they are set their mind to do. He said they will do what they want to do. Amen. I think my wife and I, we decided to travel by road. I think from Germany, then we are crossing over to Italy. We had to pass through Switzerland. And the road, we went by road to enable us just to see the sight. Switzerland is just mountain, mountain, mountain everywhere. Everywhere mountain. So the road is going just where that door is, a big mountain. We are seeing mountain that cross the road. Here is a valley. Here is a valley. So they must pass through. They will break through that mountain and make road tunnel till the thing appeared the other side of the mountain. I said, see Oyibo. See Oyibo. And there are more than 10, more than 15 on that same road before we reach where we are going. We are going to go and whoop you. And there's electricity there in the tunnel. It's not dark. A tunnel that could go for more than 1 kilometer. Then you come out again. I say, man. So this song is very important to me. God, any rivers you think are uncrossable. For those of you who are outside there, you are listening. Some of you who have traveled to New York before, in the U.S., between New York and New Jersey, there is a lagoon bigger than this our own here. And when they go, hope you will enter water. I said, what happened? Water was, all of us were in a tunnel under the water until we appear the other side. I said, what is this? Amen. Now man be that too. Word of God. Praise the Lord. Well, you go. I'm saying for those who have known that, those in Europe, they know what I'm talking about. And almost all European countries like that. As all European countries are developed, that's how all African countries. In New York and all Europe itself, Europe here, I'm going too far to America. I say, you're in one floor now, train they move. Another floor down, train they move again. Another one up to the fourth level. So you have to see the train you are going there, you enter lift to go down to the station. There's a station down. So one they go, go, go. Another one they go like this. to solve congestion problem. Not only Africa, Lagos here, they're not fit. God, any rivers you think are uncrossable, if man can do it, God can do it too. I say God can do it too. A big river with big bridge. We are going there, red light, say stop. We stop. There's small time. I see bridge open. I say, what happened? He says, ship won't pass. Then when the ship passed, finish the bridge, come back. Then we drove on it. I said, what is this? Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? If man say no river will be uncrossable, God himself is saying, this year, no river shall be uncrossable for you. Yeah. Every tunnel, every mountain before you will tunnel through it. I am speaking what will come to pass. And that power is achieved through Christ. Line by line, let's go to the cross and acquire that power. I am saved. Whatever may be to me, I am saved.
Whatever may be